Narayana namaste chanarochaiva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayam gurirayat nashta praiswa bhadresu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhavatu tamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. The morning dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, as we said earlier, Srimad Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali. That is the title for Chapter 17. Text 45.
Itam bhutanu bhavoyam abhimanyusuto nripa yasya phalaya takshonem yuyam satraya dikshita Itam bhutanu bhavoyam abhimanyusuto nripa yasya phalaya takshonem Yuyam satraya dikshita Ittam bhutanu bhavoyam Abhimanyu suto nripa Yasya palaya takshonim Yuyam satraya dikshita
Hare Krishna. Alright, let's do word for word now.
Ittam bhuta Being thus anubhava
Experience I am of this,
Abhimanyu Sutta,
son of Abhimanyu,
Nripa,
the king,
Yasya,
whose,
Palayata,
on account of his ruling,
Shonim,
on the earth,
Yuyam,
you are,
Satraya,
in performing sacrifices,
Dikshita,
initiated. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu, is so experienced that by dint of his expert administration and patronage, it has been possible for you to perform a sacrifice such as this. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The brahmanas and the sannyasis are expert in the spiritual advancement of society, whereas the kshatriyas or the administrators are expert in the material peace and prosperity of human society. Both of them are the pillars of all happiness, and therefore they are meant for full cooperation for common welfare. Maharaj Parikshit was experienced enough to drive away Kali from his field of activities and thereby make the state receptive to spiritual enlightenment. If the common people are not receptive, it is very difficult to impress upon them the necessity of spiritual enlightenment. Austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, the basic principles of religion, prepare the ground for the reception of advancement in spiritual knowledge. And Maharaj Parikshit made this favorable condition possible. Thus the rishis of Naimisharanya were able to perform the sacrifices for 1,000 years. In other words, without state support, no doctrines or philosophy or religious principles can progressively advance. There should be complete cooperation between the brahmanas and the kshatriyas for this common good. Even up to Maharaj Ashok, the same spirit was prevailing. Lord Buddha was sufficiently supported by King Ashok, and thus his particular cult of knowledge was spread all over the world. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports the first canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali. Om Jnati Virandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Malitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadaptikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaisnavam Shri Shri Rupa Saga Jantam Saga Nagudant Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Larita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Kushavana Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sunibhe Eva Chapti Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatayam Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gura Chachaya Namaha Nanda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himadhyaya Diva Chavishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation again. Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu, is so experienced that by dint of his expert administration and patronage, it has been possible for you to perform a sacrifice such as this. Many points in this that are big eye-openers for all of us, as would be revealed when Srila Prabhupada's purport is tackled. For now, translation is that Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu, is so experienced. How did he get his experience? By training. His grandparents and granduncles were the Pandavas. And they definitely trained him so that he knew what to do when he became king. It is very, very important for us in leadership positions, especially as parents, to also train our children. As a matter of fact, it goes further back than that. Before we decide to have children, and this is good for those who haven't had children yet, we'll talk about those who already have children also. But before a couple, devotee couple wants to have children, they should perform the purificatory process, the yajna, called Gabadan Sanskara. That does wonderful things, benefits for the couple. One, it helps to invite a soul that is of a spiritual nature embarking on spiritual growth to possibly get back to the spiritual world. Or even better than that, sometimes souls come who are already pure and they come to elevate the Krishna consciousness, the mindset into spirituality of the people of that particular planet they take birth in. There are others too who just sometimes decide they want to have a child. They don't do any kind of preparation. And then the child, the soul that comes into the womb is a soul that's continuing their sojourn without even realizing that they are continuing their sojourn. They're just desiring different things and for karma, they have come into a particular womb. And then there are those who they don't even invite the soul into the womb, but by practicing or by being involved in sexual activity as a couple, then it becomes or it dawns on the woman that, oh, I'm pregnant. Something has changed in my body. Maybe I go to the hospital and then the doctor tells me, yeah, this is pregnancy. Devotees should aspire for the highest level of birth. Now, the highest level of birth is to perform the Gavadana Sanskara before seeding to get the wife pregnant. If that, of course, it requires a priest who knows what they're doing in performing the yajna. If that's not available, Srila Prabhupada has made another way for devotees by the mercy, his mercy. Spiritual Master's mercy is so vast and it covers practically everything. So we're very fortunate. Even at times when something that should be done, there is no proper the priest who is knowledgeable to do it. The Spiritual Master has stepped in now to make it possible for us to get the benefits of that same sanskara. And that is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 50 times by both the husband and the wife. 50. 50 times of chanting japa is close to about 4 hours of doing that, if not more. But you chant throughout the day, so then the mind is really spiritualized for both the husband and wife. In some instances, when, and then there are some devotees who've done that in this garden, I know, those who have good, close relationship with the spiritual master. Everybody has their special relationship with the spiritual master. And when you appeal for his mercy, you can get closer and closer to him or her, because they are female gurus also. Skan has one now. And even tell the spiritual master, we're going to try for tonight. So then the spiritual master understands that. And the spiritual master is not an ordinary person. They can even help invite a particular soul into the womb. Then after that, as the soul is in the womb, then there is the need for both the husband and the wife, the couple, to surround themselves with spiritual activities so that when the baby in the womb has developed the body to the point where they can hear, and that happens also early in the pregnancy, then they can hear the holy name of the Lord. They can hear about the glorification of Krishna. They can hear the holy name of the Lord in the chanting process and also in the singing, the sankirtan process. Nam sankirtan. The devotees congregationally chant. Then they can hear also. So the child then would be prepared spiritually before they come out of the womb at the appropriate time, decided by the Lord's agents. So Maharaj Parikshit went to that. His was even more spectacular. At the time, it was just after the Kurukshetra War, and there were still people who disliked the Pandavas, especially Ashwatthama. And he threw a Brahmastra, tried to destroy the Pandavas, but then later he directed it towards the womb of Uttara. Uttara, where Maharaj Parikshit was there. But the Lord saved the soul. And so birth was made possible. The Lord always comes to the help of the deity and gives help to his pure devotee. So he came out in a spiritual atmosphere and he got trained also. So now his rule definitely would be a wonderful, wonderful rule which will help all. Those who are in mortal goodness will be very happy and pleased with the way things will go on, and those who are criminals will realize they better change or they're going to be in trouble. Maharaj Parikshit made the personification of Kali. We all know what happened because it's in the texts before. Punishment and reward of Kali actually is in the chapter that we're in. We're reading the very last text. So in the purport, This is being talked about. This translation is being connected to Maharaj's prediction, but also to the sages and Nāmisāraṇya, because they were performing sacrifice, they wanted to perform sacrifice for the welfare of the people of the planet. And it takes someone who is of the caliber of Maharaj's prediction to make it possible for this to occur. Now, Maharaj prediction is a Kshatriya, in Nirvana as a ruler, an administrator, and a military person, is in the Kshatriya Vana. And the sages are in the Brahma Vana. So, because the atmosphere was made favorable by the ruler Maharaj prediction, it became possible for the sages to also perform sacrifice that now the citizens at large would benefit from spiritually. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, Brahmanas and sannyasis are expert in the spiritual advancement of society, and the Kshatriyas are expert in the material peace and prosperity of human society. So when a spiritual advancement is made possible through Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and sannyasis, their business is 100% spreading of the holy name and glories of the Lord. And in the Kshatriya, the administrator is a good administrator, understanding and taking advice from the Brahmanas or the Vaishnavas, then everything flows wonderfully, because materially it's handled well by the good administrator, and spiritually it's handled well by the Brahmanas, Sannyasis, Vaishnavas. That's the way that common welfare of the people is enhanced. Now, so there has to be cooperation between the Brahmanas and also the Kshatriyas. There has to be cooperation. If there's no cooperation, then the whole welfare of the citizens is very, very heavily impacted. And now, people find that there's something wrong, as we spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about it. The basic principles of religion are austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. As Srila Prabhupada says, if we follow that, then we prepare the ground for the reception of advancement in spiritual knowledge. So, although now we don't have the caliber of rulers like Maharaj Pariksit, but the Lord being so merciful, He has brought His representative, the spiritual master, one, to guide us, so we have a place to go where we can put our questions to Him. Krishna said it also in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pani Pratina Pari Prashtina Sevaya. Approach a spiritual master, inquire from him, inquire submissively, not in a challenging way, submissively, and also render service to him. Krishna feeds the spiritual master knowledge and even gives him so much help as to how to frame that knowledge into answers to questions that we require answers for. So we're saying that the underlying statement is we should really take advantage of the situation of inquiring from a spiritual master. Never be shy to inquire from a spiritual master. Never feel that any question that you're going to ask is a stupid question. Sometimes that happens, you know, those of us that have teaching background, sometimes, I have a question, but I think it's a stupid question. Immediately, if I'm teaching, I tell you, there's nothing like a stupid question. If it's in your mind and it bothers you, it has to be brought up and it has to be cleared. So we definitely should approach the spiritual master to ask questions. And also, in discussions like that, we should also bring up our questions. So we have a nice discussion. And of course, when realizations come too, then sure, bring that up also. because it might connect to something else. It might help improve. The point of the matter is that by hearing, many, many questions we have also get answered. And sometimes from hearing, we trigger other thoughts, which now we can fashion into a question and get an answer for. So that is the work of the spiritualist who is teaching, and the administrator also, if we have good administrators. It's rare now, but as we said earlier, we approach a spiritual master for spiritual help. And also when we chant the holy name, the Lord will protect us. So even in difficulties, we will still be in a good, lack of a better word, good place in terms of our just going on with life and the things that come. There would be some challenges. That's part of life. It's part of life in the material world. We always should look at challenges as bringing lessons for us to learn. So we ask the question, all right, so there's difficulty that's come. What lesson do I have to learn from it? When you get up in the morning, if you're initiated, you say your pranams to the spiritual master, and then pranams to Srila Prabhupada, his prayers. And if you're not initiated, you say the prayer to the spiritual master. You offer obeisance before you do anything else. You start your day with Krishna first, through the spiritual master. So these are times when we don't have the greatest of administrators in terms of the prosperity of human society. Every now and then they may do something that's good, but for the most part, they're not. But that does not mean that the Lord has left us bereft of any kind of help. The Lord is in our hearts, and we know the Paramatma is there, and the spiritual master is also without. Then there's the assembly of devotees, where we can take advantage of associating with. And so the answers will come. We have not been left high and dry. In other words, without any help, even if the administration is not as great as Maharaj Parikshit. But still, when you have good administration, just like Srila Prabhupada was saying, Maharaj Ashok, you gave him as an example, he was convinced about Buddhism. And because he was the king at that time, many people converted to Buddhism. And that helped to elevate. And Buddha is actually a incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We came because people at that time were abusing what was in the Vedas. They wanted to have animal flesh to eat, and therefore they were doing sacrifices just so they can, sacrifice the animal, just so they can have flesh of the animal. And so animals were being abused like that. And so Lord Buddha, Krishna came in his incarnation as Lord Buddha to stop that, to protect the poor animals who were being sacrificed, using the Vedic test and the Vedic yagyas as a way to get to the animal flesh. So then people followed. Later on, of course, the Vedas was reestablished. But when that problem had actually been solved, the problem of needlessly killing animals. So whatever happens, if we put our hope and put ourselves in a surrendered position to the spiritual master, in a surrendered position to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and make it a point to relate to devotees, then we will be able to maneuver through this, because we're then in a boat which is a protected boat, a spiritual boat, so to speak. And that would be on the rough waters of Kali Yuga and still be able to get through it. So the sages were to perform, or had decided to perform, yagyas for the benefit of the people of the world. So this cooperation is very, very important. Cooperation, and on this text we talk about the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas and their cooperation causing the human society to get material peace and prosperity. But cooperation occurs in so many other ways too. In the introduction part of the Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand, it talks about our relation with the Supreme Lord. So the central figure of creation and of enjoyment is the Supreme Lord. The Lord is created, everything has come from Him, and He's created it for His enjoyment. So the living entities are cooperators. That is what we should understand our position to be. We are cooperating with the Lord by serving the Lord. And so if we cooperate in service, then we also become happy and we also enjoy. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1, the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1. Srila Prabhupada makes it clear that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. But then he also says that we, servants of Krishna, we are also subordinate enjoyers. We are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the service is enjoyable. And so when we do that, then we also enjoy. But the Lord is the main enjoyer, so then we are subordinate enjoyers. So in cooperation by serving the Lord, we will in fact be satisfied. So it's like a master and servant. Master is fully satisfied, the servant is satisfied. Because when the master is satisfied, he will make sure that the servant is also put in a position where they are also happy. So our only problem is the material world sometimes, and of course we've been trained to get out of this attitude of thinking that we are also going to be at the position of the Lord and be controllers. That's what gives us problems. But when we surrender ourselves to the Lord, as He says to do in Bhagavad Gita, Sabadhanaman Parityajam, Hamekam Sharanam Vraja, then we get saved from all sinful reactions, and we don't have to worry, because sinful reactions are the ones that bring us back. The sinful reactions is karma. Bad karma, that means you're coming back to deal with that situation of how we have acted in the previous life. But Krishna says if you surrender yourself to Him, surrendering means what He says to do, you do. I am your servant. I am the servant of your servants. I am going to go by your program. You have set the spiritual master as your representative. I will go to the spiritual master and relate to him the way you ask me to do that. Those are things of surrender. Surrender does not mean you just go sit at the feet and just be there. No. Surrender means what he says to do, you do. Because we have the free choice to do other things. But we decide not to do other things that we like. But we're going to serve according to what he wants us to do. The Lord wants us to do. That is surrender. And full surrender means all that the Lord wants us to do. We make sure that we hear and get correct answers by going to the bona fide spiritual master to ask questions, and then serve and serve and serve and serve and serve. And because that is the way those in the spiritual world do, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we begin to live with the qualities of the soul. And one of the qualities of the soul is ananda. Happiness. The internal happiness would come. So it comes through cooperation. So our free will should be given to the Lord in service, so that we don't fall into the trap of Maya and think that we'll be happy to try to control the world or in our own little way. Our free will, we have a choice. But that free will should be given to the Lord voluntarily, by ourselves. And if we do that, then we won't fall into the trap of Maya. They're trying to tell us, do this, do the other things. Next thing we know, we're not serving the Lord properly. And then the quality of our rounds also gets affected. So, when people try to be controllers, there's going to be chaos. As you know now, around the world, there's wars going on. Another one just broke up a couple of days back. Very intense. Everybody trying to be controller. Everybody pointing the finger that, no, I'm right, you're wrong. Chaos. So, we have to be very, 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 very careful to stick only to service to the Lord according to His instructions. Then we'll be happy. When we serve the Lord, the demigods are also happy. We don't have to serve the demigods separately. When we do the sacrifice, which is the main one for Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, that is how we connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, true enough, but we also please the demigods. Then there's cooperation. And from that cooperation between the men and demigods, by us serving the main source, the central figure, Krishna Himself, then prosperity will be there for everybody. There's life that we are leading, true enough, but if we do not connect it with Krishna, we'll never be happy. It's another way of saying the same thing. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 30, Srila Prabhupada talks about this. A living entity cannot be happy independent of the cooperation of the Supreme Lord. Because our eternal constitutional position is to become subordinate to who? To Krishna. In what way? To become subordinate is to obey Krishna's desires. We should chant for making Krishna happy with us. That is the whole point. We chant to satisfy Krishna. When we satisfy Krishna, Guru will also be satisfied with us. When we obey the instructions of Guru that he is satisfied, Krishna will be satisfied with us. And from that, happiness will come. Internal happiness will come. Happiness from the heart will come. So, no life involving Krishna, no happiness. So we have to cooperate according to Krishna's instructions. Then we don't have to worry. And this was a point being given by Bhishma Dev to Maharaj Yudhisthira when he became despondent. Despondent means he was in low spirits. Because of the loss of so many people in the Kurukshetra war. And he felt himself responsible because the war was fought to put him on the throne. And he was looking at 640 million souls that have departed the physical bodies. And so much blood and so much activities. Both sides, people that were soldiers were asked to fight. They didn't have an issue, but they had to fight because that is their job and they lost their lives. So Maharaj Yudhisthira was very, very, very despondent. He was in low spirits, losing hope, losing courage. But then Bhishma advised him, as long as a person is in full cooperation with the wishes of the Lord, guided by the bona fide spiritual master, and is strictly following the religious principles, then there is no cause for feeling low, no cause for despondency. And we see this myself also for my own purification. No matter how trying the circumstances of life are, there's no cause for despondency. But that is when a person is fully cooperating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead's wishes, guided by the spiritual master. So, Bhishma was trying to impress to Yudhisthira that this war and the number of souls that have left, is Krishna's plan. You don't have to be in despondency state like that, low spirits like that. It is Krishna's plan. So the lesson we learn is that when it happens to us, some things that we don't anticipate happening, but it happens and it sounds negative or a problem for us to deal with, at that time, we shouldn't be despondent. We shouldn't have low spirits. if we know that this is service that we're giving to the Lord. In other words, we should put our best out in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but not worry about how things play out. The Lord is in control of everything. So cooperation, as we said earlier, between the Kshatriyas and also the Brahmanas is very, very, very important. One other example, again involving Maharaj Yudhisthira, was the cooperation that occurred between himself and his brothers. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Text 3, Srila Prabhupada makes a comment in the purport that Maharaj Yudhisthira's younger brothers, they were acting as his ministers and also the commanders of state. But they were very, very, very cooperative with their brother. So they were perfectly religious brothers of the king. They cooperated with him, and religion was being upheld, religious principles were being upheld by all of them. So again, there was harmony. Cooperation brings harmony. So, also in Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 31, Srila Prabhupada still talks about cooperation even in the purpose of the Varnashram Dham as itself. Chatur Varna Mayashishtam. These four Varnas were set up by Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada comments that God made Varnashram Dham, Krishna made. It is strictly meant for the living entity, the soul, going from, this is human body especially, going from developing animal consciousness, which is what quite prevalent in material world these days in Kali Yuga, into human consciousness, and then from human consciousness into godly consciousness. So a person that is even living in an animalistic life, and so many, many people are doing that now. As is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, 84th chapter, text 13. Srila Prabhupada quotes it a lot. Yashatma buddhi kunape tridatuke, swadhi kalatra dishiboma ischadi, yateta buddhi salilena kanchi, janishu abhigeshu, sa eva gokara. The person, the person who thinks that they are this physical body, don't understand the soul and the quality of the soul. Who thinks that their country is worshipable and that their wives and children are extension of them, or who even sometimes go to the holy places just to bathe in the water and don't even inquire about the spiritual connection of those holy places from those who know, such a person is no better than a cow or a donkey. So people have animal consciousness. But then through the cooperation of those who know and guidance from the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas, a person can come into human consciousness, which is more the goodness, now obeying the regulated principles, and then sticking to the four pillars of religion. And from that, austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, then into godly consciousness. The highest consciousness, where a person is not connected with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, the bhakti process is only the only one that can satisfy the Lord. People who are jnanis, yogis, karmis, they cannot satisfy the Lord. So those of us who are in practice Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, instructions on how to serve the Lord, we may be considered neophytes, true enough, because we don't have the connection, the normal heart connection with the Lord, which is Raga Bhakti. We are in Vaidhi Bhakti. But that process of the Vaidhi Bhakti can slowly, that's by instruction, can slowly lift a person definitely away from animal consciousness. That would be long gone. Into moral goodness, and then into godly consciousness, and stay. And we'll stay with godly consciousness. So, Vaidhi Bhakti is very, very important for us. Mm-hmm. And slowly, when a person becomes more and more and more connected with Krishna and becomes happier, then they do things out of love, and that is Raga Bhakti. Hmm? So, we have to cooperate, final word with cooperation, even in marriages. It's very, very important. Some people in marriages, Srila Prabhupada talked about it in Canto 3, Chapter 14, Text 19, purport. Hmm? Some people accept their wives just for sense gratification. And when they do that, then what is the main thing? Personal beauty. The beauty of a woman is the main consideration. But old age takes the beauty away. Hmm? So that, when that happens, then there's disruption. And sometimes people, you know, just break the marriage. But when the husband and the wife aim at spiritual advancement, and they cooperate together for spiritual advancement, then the personal beauty situation just takes a back seat. And it doesn't disrupt anything. Hmm? So, there really isn't deep love in the material world. Hmm? Marriage for us is a duty to perform by husband and wife in mutual cooperation for spiritual advancement. That is the real reason for marriage. Hmm? So, a few, even those ones that are not at the level of marriages between devotees, that is, kali marriages, even the ones that last long, they don't take good looks into consideration. A person is determined that his spouse is going to be, or her spouse is going to be one that they will connect to through thick and thin. Even if they don't chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but when they commit to each other and they make the commitment as priority, then the marriage would last. So, the conclusion is, devotees should cooperate in Srila Prabhupada's program at all aspects of it. Then there will be spiritual success for everyone. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah. Things don't happen by accident. Everything is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj told him to preach in the West in the English language. He didn't say go to America to preach. He just said go to the West and preach. But it turned out that he came here, and this place has, as you said, freedom of religion. Therefore, religion could be practiced, any religion, anywhere. And that made it possible for him to start chanting in a park. Some countries wouldn't allow that. At the time, in Russia and some of the Soviet countries, if you tried to do that, you would get arrested right away. Mm-hmm. But in this particular country, it was possible. And not after he made the devotees and initiated them, he also asked them to go to Britain, another place where you could practice your religion. So that way, you know, things just little by little expanded, and now we got to the point where the society is actually all over the world. There are centers all over the world. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are fortunate. We don't have the type of a king that would, you know, push a particular religion, but the next best thing is people are allowed to practice. And so we take advantage of that. Hare Krishna. So good point. Well, Krishna is behind everything that happens. Yeah. And the kind of way in which, you know, things, in fact, speaking about that, it reminds me, we could tell the difference. Even when I was in Ghana, we means my classmates and myself, among the teachers, the American teachers, we were far more liberal than the others. We could tell that. And so he opened up and he would come and talk with us and so on. that type of atmosphere will make it possible for others. Of course, you know, it can be used negatively too, but Srila Prabhupada was able to come and spread Krishna consciousness because of the way the country actually had been set up. So there is one chat, text in the chat from dear Krishna Prabhu. He says, "Hi, Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Beautiful class." Well, that's all glory to Guru and Gauranga. The question, cooperation in all matters is so important in both material and spiritual life. But without love, there won't be cooperation. And without feeling of gratitude towards other living entities and Krishna, it is difficult to develop feelings of love. Is that right understanding? The answer, the short answer to that is yes, because devotee, when you start with, start from the end of your way you phrase the question. Gratitude towards other living entities and gratitude towards Krishna is difficult to develop feelings of love. Feelings of love come and they are backed up. There's infatuation. Infatuation is something about the person. You like maybe material and then you go, "Oh, I like that, therefore I like the person." But deep love comes from connection of service. What has happened, or the nature of the person who is the object you should be loving. And that comes from gratitude. Gratitude is the one that gives us the reasons to connect with that person. So without a feeling of gratitude towards living entities, especially devotees and Krishna, then it's difficult to develop feelings of love. Yes, that is the right understanding. So my spiritual master gave a lecture and said we should always have an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. Be always grateful. Whatever little that anyone does for us, we should be grateful for that. And that always opens up wonderful feelings. Wonderful feelings. And that's why in the nectar of instruction, we are told to do things that make us grateful to each other. Those six things that are the exchanges of love, they really make us grateful to each other. Because if you give gifts, if you give gifts, why wouldn't the person be grateful to you if you gave him a gift? If you give him prasadam, why wouldn't that person be grateful for you for giving him prasadam? And then you will also feel like responding in the same way. So you will also give gifts, and then the relationship is actually strengthened that way. Then they begin to like each other. There's actually, when you say we like each other, that is the low or beginning level of love. It's actually love. It's all love. And when it increases, the liking of each other increases, then we, at some point, we define it and say, okay, well, that's love. But actually, liking a person is, you know, the beginning of the feelings of love. So, to exchange like that, and also, the opening of one's heart and mind in confidence to others, the things that disturbs us, we make, have a discussion with someone we can trust, and then the person hopefully will give us responses connected with Krishna and also parts of our material life that's good for us. Again, that will develop feelings of gratitude because we're getting the answers that we need. So that way, as you said, without love, there won't be cooperation. Well, we don't know how to love properly. Therefore, we are asked to just serve each other. And you see, with the service comes the cooperation. And with the cooperation, when we see the results, then we begin to like it at that. And then we begin to bond together. And that's how the love develops among ourselves. So it is, in fact, very, very, very important to cooperate. As we said in this class, talking about the Kshatriyas and also the Brahmanas, when they cooperate, how much that the benefits come for all of the people. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the questions. Very wonderful. Yes, Srila Prabhupada founded ISKCON, and when we cooperate, then ISKCON would get stronger and stronger and stronger. This is a society that is really owned by Lord Chaitanya. It is a Hare Krishna society. In the Hare Krishna society, the Hare Krishna mantra was propagated by Lord Chaitanya. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada is the general, the overall top CEO, the manager of this. That is the society he set up. And therefore, if we really want to care for Srila Prabhupada, then one of the ways will make him happy is to make sure that ISKCON stays strong. ISKCON does, in fact, the things that Srila Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to do, spread Krishna consciousness through books and through any other development, electronically and otherwise, that Krishna consciousness can be spread in the whole world. The world is in need of that, very much. Some people may not know about it, and they just know something is wrong. But actually, lack of Krishna consciousness is what actually is affecting people. And so the more we get to know about it, the more we spread Krishna consciousness, the better people's lives will be, and the happier they'll feel. Hare Krishna. So, are there any last questions? And then we've passed the hour now. Okay, so we thank all of you for attending this class today, and tomorrow we'll have another one. I think that will be Srila Prabhupada's preaching directly. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha titanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, everybody. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.